And it's that time of the show to learn all about audio description of the arts. And I'm joined on the line now by Toby Davey from Vocalize, which is a nationwide audio description charity providing access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people. Hi there, Toby. How are you?
Not so bad. Good afternoon.
Glad to hear it. So we've got lots coming up to chat about, lots of arts that really interest me, actually. I've been reading about some of them and they sound absolutely fascinating. And I think the first one that we're going to talk about is States of Mind. Tell us more, Toby.
Yeah, this is an audio described tour at the Wellcome Collection in London, which is very close to Euston Road. And the audio described tour is on Friday, the 1st of April at 6 p.m. It's free, but people do have to book for the tour, and they can call Wellcome Collection on 020-7611-2222. And States of Mind examines consciousness from the perspective of artists, psychologists, neurosurgeons, etc. And it's looking at, I suppose, what can happen when day-to-day experiences is interrupted by sort of either understanding or interrupted by various things that happen. And this will be an audio described tour led by one of the Wellcome Collection trained staff who have been trained in audio description. And the exhibition has a series of art installations, and the installation that will be explored through the tour is one called Whispering Heard, which is by an artist called Imogen Steadworthy. And it's a multimedia installation using sound, images, and objects. And it contrasts the language of a young child with that of a stroke patient, which might sound a bit strange, but they are both, repeating passages from Jules Verne's novel A Voyage to the Centre of the Earth. It's really sort of quite interesting because some of the imagery is of the man and then you're hearing the child repeating it. So it's how things relate to each other. And the Wellcome Collection is a very interesting exhibition, a very interesting place to go if you're interested in sort of how art can relate to science.
That sounds absolutely fascinating. Really interesting there at the Wellcome Collection, because it's the sort of topics that wouldn't necessarily be audio described, you know, because they're more ideas and thoughts and philosophies in a way. But also, I think art can be quite interpretative. So when you're audio describing art, it comes down to opinion in a way, does it?
Yes, an opinion can be formed by, I suppose, exploration and description, and you know, it's how people react to various things. And it's quite interesting when you look at some of the other exhibits at the Wellcome Collection in their permanent gallery spaces, how artists have related to science, and there's wonderful sort of, I suppose, shapes and imagery that science makes that are very beautiful in a way. It's a really interesting space.
Yeah, I would encourage people to get along to States of Mind at the Wellcome Collection in London. But sticking with science, Toby, let's move on to, I love this play on words, the Viscovery Day, V-I-Scovery Day, a discovery day for visually impaired people at the Science Museum. Tell us more.
Yes, this is on Sunday, the 10th of April from 10 a.m. It's a free event, and the whole idea of the event, it's a day for families who have members who are either partially sighted or blind. And not all of the events during the day have been fully confirmed at the moment, but they will include an audio described and touch tour of the space show Destination Space 3-2-1 Blast Off.
Great.
An immersive, interactive storytelling session with a nautical theme. There will be a handling session of objects from the Information Age Gallery, which shows the transformation of information and technology over the years. And there will also be, for adults who come along, there will be an audio-described tour of the Information Age Gallery. And we all remember, I remember going to a science museum as a kid through school, and it was wonderful to have the opportunity to play with everything and, you know, sort of turn a handle and something will happen. So I think, you know, if people have young, blind or partially sighted members of their family, it's a great day that they'll experience. And if that people are interested and want to find out more, they need to contact Imogen Small at the Science Museum via email. And that's imogen.small@sciencemuseum.ac.uk.
That sounds absolutely brilliant, Toby. Yeah, great one for kids and a great one for adults who still think they're kids as well. It sounds brilliant because everybody loves space. It's just a great concept to think about what's out there. So I think that's got something for everybody there at the Science Museum. A Discovery Day sounds brilliant. But moving along, Toby, we've got a play here with an award-winning actress. Tell us more about that one.
We do indeed. We have Nell Gwynne. This is at the Apollo Shaftesbury Avenue in London. And the audio described performance is on Monday, the 18th of April at 7:30 p.m. There's a touch tour of the set at 6 p.m. Tickets are from £15, and the box office number is 0330 333 4815. And this is Jessica Swale's acclaimed comedy about Nell Gwynne, who's probably most famous for being the mistress of Charles II.
All right.
if you do the Google search, you'll find it. And Gemma Arterton is playing Nell Gwynne, and people might know her from Maid in Dagenham or The Duchess of Malfi, which was on at the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse a couple of years ago. And it's charts the rise of a sort of unlikely theatrical heroine from her, I suppose, from her roots in Coal Yard Alley right through to her becoming one of Britain's most acclaimed actresses, and also, you know, sort of being mistress of the king as well. It was on at the Shakespeare's Globe Theatre last summer for a short period of time, and it's now obviously moved into the West End, but it's had really good sort of five-star reviews and real sort of great one to see, a great actress as well.
Yeah, I think that would be a really top quality production. Gemma Arterton, I've seen her in movies such as The Quantum of Solace.
She's
absolutely fantastic. And I just think a stage show just brings something else, just a unique just bonus that you don't get from the movie. So I think that would be a really great atmosphere. I'd encourage people to go along to see that play, Nell Gwynne at the Apollo. Well, Toby, that's all we've got time for today. But thank you so much for speaking with me today on RNIB Connect Radio. Toby Davey from audio description charity Vocalize.
Thank you very much.